Tonight is the sixth night of Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights. So we thought we'd celebrate with one of our favorite conversations of the past year.
Eine Kandelinka, zwei Kandelinkas, drei Kandelinkas, vier Kandelinkas, fünf Kandelinkas.
Hanukkah songs about the candles on the menorah, this one performed here in German, might be familiar to American children who are Jewish or have Jewish friends, but they're not familiar to a lot of kids in Germany. Puppeteer Shlomit Tripp wants to change that. She's the voice of the singing menorah we just heard. For 10 years, Tripp has worked to bridge cultural divides between Jews and non-Jews with her Bubala's puppet theater. She's currently on what she calls a Hanukkah Express tour all over Germany. Tripp had just won an award from the U.S.-based anti-hate group Widen the Circle when we spoke last February. So you work at Berlin's Jewish Museum. How did the whole idea of creating a puppet theater come about?
Well, the whole idea of founding a Jewish puppet theater started about 10 years ago. And I had two reasons. The first reason was when Jewish parents asked me to produce a puppet show about Hanukkah, because they complained that at Hanukkah time there are only Christmas-themed puppet shows, and because of that, their kids wanted to celebrate only Christmas and no more Hanukkah. So we can say that it was in the beginning an empowerment project for Jewish families in the German non-Jewish society. But the second reason was a key moment during my work as a guide in the Jewish Museum of Berlin. I asked a group of first graders what they know about Jews. And then there was this 7-year-old boy who answered, well, there was this one man who didn't like Jews, and then he killed all of them, and that's why there are no more Jews now. And this answer shocked me, and I thought, if German children hear the Shoah story when they first hear about Jews, how does it make possible to establish a normal German-Jewish relationship? So I thought, I have to create a project where non-Jewish kids get to know a happy and a life-affirming culture during their first contact with Judaism, because I think the Shoah shouldn't be a subject in the elementary school. There's enough time for it in the high school. Yeah, and then I founded Bubala's Puppet Theater. That's the story.
So you have, as main characters, you have a boy puppet named Shlomo, who's Jewish, right?
Exactly, yes.
And a little girl puppet who is his Muslim best friend named Aisha.
Yes, Aisha, yes.
So Aisha, how did you land on having his best friend be a Muslim girl?
Yeah, why a Muslim puppet, right?
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of immigrants here, which also means that Germany has become a very intercultural country. And we do have a big Muslim community in Germany. There are schools and cities like Berlin and Frankfurt with more than 90% Muslim children. So I think it's impossible to do a cultural or educational work in Germany if you forget these groups. These communities are a part of the German society, and their kids are the Germans of tomorrow. And because of that, it's important that the Muslim kids can see in our shows characters that they can identify with, and they can identify themselves with Aisha.
So first let me ask, what does the name Bubalus mean, the name of your puppet theater?
Okay, Bubalus is a wordplay, because buba means in Hebrew doll. Bubala is coming from Yiddish and means something like my little darling.
Yeah, my little sweetheart.
So, yeah, my little sweetheart, exactly. And the mixture of bubala and buba is bubalus.
It's very clever. Have you gotten pushback from adults? Have people criticized the not just the choice of both a little boy Jewish puppet and the little girl Muslim puppet, but the themes that you address in the puppet theater?
I mean, It's always fun to hear the reactions behind the curtain during my shows. Mm. When, for example, our Muslim puppet Aisha is coming up and the children shout, "Oh, look, the puppet's name is Aisha, wow!" Or, "Oh, the fish just said Yalla, did you hear it?" And Yalla is an Arabic word. So after the shows, the kids always come to the stage and want to cuddle with the puppets, and the parents take selfies with the puppets, and sometimes Muslim and Jewish families sit next to each other and they laugh together and they start talking to each other, and this is very heartwarming. I love these moments, but sometimes I have also odd moments. For example, when a Jewish community says, can you come with your puppet theater, but please can you do the puppet play without Aisha? Mm. And then I'm a little bit surprised and I ask why. And they say, yeah, we have Jewish kids and our Jewish kids don't know any Aishas. And then I say, well, okay, then it's one reason more that I should come with Aisha. So,
yeah. You have a full-time job in addition to doing this. How do you make this work? How do you do all of these shows and keep your full-time job?
I think my battery is my passion. I do all this work for the Bubbles Theater, how do you say in English, on my vacation, right?
Right.
On my vacation days, on the weekends. Yeah, I have a 24/7 work. I don't have off time. I don't have a private life.
And you make the puppets yourself, do you not?
Yes, I do. Almost all puppets, I have almost all puppets done by myself. Sometimes I need support. For example, when I have to do 10 new puppets for a new show, then I ask an assistant to do the arms and the legs, because to build 20 legs and 20 arms, this is a lot of work, and I can outsource this work, and then I can concentrate myself on the character design.
How long does it take you to create a puppet?
Do you mean to create the puppet or to build the whole puppet?
To build the puppet.
It takes a week, almost a week, yes.
So can you, I mean, help me to understand. You're working at this 24/7, as you say. This is where all of your vacation time goes. You're traveling, lugging puppets around sometimes all by yourself. What makes it worth it for you?
Okay. Unfortunately, in Germany, we no longer have the Jewish life that we had before World War II, which also means that most Germans have never knowingly met a Jew. And then there is this Jewish woman coming along with her 10 or 15 puppets in a German village. People don't forget that easily. Yeah. So most Germans hardly know anything about Jewish culture. But as we know, ignorance is the best breeding ground for prejudice against other cultures and people. And when my plays deal with kosher animals or Jewish traditions, it's not just the children who learn something new. Sometimes older people come after the shows up to me and they say, for example, "Oh, finally I understand what kosher means." So I try to fill a dark void in Germany with light in my own way, so that new voids will never be added again.
So you got this award from an anti-hate group called Widen the Circle. Do you think of your puppet theater as being an anti-hate effort?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think the Bubbles Puppet Theater can achieve with its tools a lot against hate. Yeah. Because theater puppets are a very effective tool in educational and therapeutic work. So theater puppets do reduce anxieties, and they can build emotional bridges where it may not have been possible before. So theater puppets are like people, but not quite. They are small people or animals, as we would like to have them, nice, harmless, funny, and ideally also cute. And that's why puppets are perfect icebreakers. And that means they are very useful in intercultural dialogue. And I think I can achieve with puppets a lot in the hearts of the people, not only in the heart of the kids, but also in the hearts of the parents. And I think this is the best way to fight against hate, in my way.
Shlomit Tripp is the founder of Bubbles Puppet Theater in Berlin, Germany. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We have this update. Next year, Tripp will premiere a Turkish-German puppet musical exploring the question, where is God if I really need him? She says it's for both atheists and religious people at the same time.